B-Pod Studios.
I absolutely despise Old England and everything about it. God, I hate that part of the country more than life itself.
Welcome to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City for the AFC Championship between the 12-5 New England Patriots and the 13-4 Kansas City Chiefs.
You can take your cane and you can take your chowder.
Your lobster rolls are amazing.
You can take everything that you have, your arrogance, your pompous mountains and Maine.
Patriots staffer told me early in the week Brady walked into the facility and said, and I quote, "I am the baddest mother on the planet."
Brady takes the snap. Back three steps. He pumps. He looks long.
You can take it all, and you can all shove it into the Atlantic Ocean.
He throws it down the left side for Dorsett.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
And he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
My God!
Get a squeak!
Brady takes the snap. Gives to Michelle. Runs it right. First down and more on touch. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Oh, as they regain the lead.
It's to balls, man.
Short motion by Allen left with the reset. And give the Michelle. Runs it left into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
And you take 15 plays and you shove it right down their throat.
Well, wait until Sunday night at 9 o'clock when they lose the game to the Chiefs and all the chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why, we're not going to another Super Bowl. The Chiefs beat us.
Brady takes the snap. Dropping back. Throws it right underneath. Off the hands of Gronkowski. Intercepted. There's a penalty marker on the other side of the field. Cleet Blakeman, the referee.
Oh, my.
Offside. Oh, wow. 55. Line length in the neutral zone. The 5-yard penalty. Replay third down.
Brady, he's going to turn and give it to Burkett. He runs left behind Devlin. He blows his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. And they've regained the lead with 39 seconds on the clock in this AFC Championship.
I mean, what a run by Burkett to take the lead.
Kick by Butker. Head to the uprights. The kick is good. And Butker.
Clutch.
Sends this game to overtime.
Heads.
Matthew Slater.
It is heads.
You want the ball.
Brady in the pocket. Throws down the middle. Edelman open in midfield. Makes the catch. And then lunges forward across the 45. Brady firing down the middle. Caught by Edelman. On the run.
Here we go.
In the pocket. Throws down the middle. Gronk makes the catch at the 20. And he's tackled. Caught the shoelaces by Berry as he skids to the 15. First down for New England.
Second and goal to go from the 2. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
We're going back, baby! And there ain't nothing you can do about it! America's worst nightmare is back! We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years! Pack your bags, start our buses, we're coming home, Boston! Oh my God, I can't believe it! It's not their year, right? It just might be.
Kiss my ass twice.
What was your question?
Just what it means to go back to Super Bowl.
Unbelievable, bro. This is crazy. What a game.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Congratulations to the New England Patriots. When we worked for CBS, there was a station in Chicago that would have me on from time to time to they do this thing where they have, if there's like a big game or something, they have someone from each city come on. So they did it last Friday, and they had someone on from New Orleans, someone on from L.A., someone on from Kansas City, and me. And now I realize that I shouldn't have probably even done it. It's not in the same company, but who cares? They're promoting me or the show and the station, or were they? So they asked me to do it. It's not like I get paid or anything.
Now, this isn't the show that you usually go on, is it?
The producer, I don't know. The producer texted me.
Well, they obviously know exactly who you are.
Yes.
They know. I mean, they probably listen. They're huge fans of the station.
Coming up next, Fred Toucher from the Toucher and Rich Show, WEEI in Boston, and then Therese Paylor.
I think that they assumed that we got that we're part of Entercom because of the sale.
No.
They're only about a year and a half.
It would have taken literally. We've never worked for EEI. It literally would have taken 2 seconds of research to find out that we don't work.
And
for
I've done. I have done this show. I've done this show like 20 times.
Right.
And so, anyway, they...
These are the midday. These are the midday folk.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know why they would. I'm at least
2 o'clock their time.
I'm at least 30 years younger than the average listener of WEEI. Why they would do that? And mistake you.
Coming up next, Fred Toucher from the Toucher and Rich Show, WEEI in Boston, and then Therese Paylor.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. So it was 3:30 our time. So I think they're on from two to seven.
Okay.
Or something.
Okay.
All right. So what does this start with?
I think this is you, Mike. Mike, this starts with Fred, right? Doing his part of the interview. Track one is Fred. Okay, this is a little bit of you spitting your knowledge about the Patriots.
I don't know, man. I've been here for so long, since 2006, and you know they always just win. That's it. Is that they just always win? And I'd have to go to Atlanta, where there's 3 hours at TSA to get back here. But I'm not looking forward to that. But nonetheless, yeah, I like the Patriots.
Fred, more intelligent than I, by the way.
It also sounds like you don't want them to win.
I don't care. But I just want it to be interesting, you know? I just want something interesting to happen outside of a Super Bowl. Because when I first moved here, the Jets upset them, and then the Ravens came so close to beating them at home. I just want a game, hearts in your throat at the end. You know what I'm saying? I don't want some systematic domination or some game that, you know, they kind of figure things out and they're running and the Patriots can just run the ball all over the place. And I want to see Kansas City be high flying. And then, you know, you obviously trust Brady in those situations. But to be honest with you, I don't care. I spent 8 years in Atlanta, so I'd like to see friends there. I don't particularly care who wins the Super Bowl or who wins this game. Do you guys always care? If there's a Chicago team in a championship, do you always have a rooting interest?
Yeah, yes. We're Bears fans.
Well, yeah,
and we like to travel on the company dime as much as anything.
Boston's seen too many titles if you don't care who wins the AFC championship game.
Well, the guy calls me from work and he's like, we're looking at hotels. What do you think of, you live there, what do you think about staying by the airport? So no, traveling on the company dime sucks. They've treated us like trash. But hopefully that gets all worked out. But no, I'm not from here. So my allegiance is lie elsewhere. But it helps the bottom line when they win.
I don't care!
Okay.
Fred Toucher, and Rich. Thank you, Fred.
All right, so that's funny.
Guys,
and by the way, your Rich came true.
That is refreshing.
Like you had a high flying game. Your heart and your throat.
No, it was a great game.
Everything you wanted. I thought it was very funny. The Rangers like, yeah.
I don't care.
I thought you just clearly detailed what we all know about you here.
Yeah.
That's exactly the truth.
It's not my job
to
root for the team.
You
it's
said
not
on
Felder's
the air you didn't
to
want to stay
the
by
team.
The airport? Yeah, we got that. Sure.
I mean, I'm joking around with that stuff.
Yeah.
So
you get off. And then how do you find out that they start, talking trash on you?
I figured they would.
Okay.
Because I did a Belichick Bon Jovi joke, and they just, there was a good, 5 seconds of silence.
Nobody laughed. It was like.
So I go, here we go.
It's like, Belichick's all grumpy all the time. Well, I mean, is he always that grumpy? And Fred said, there's two things you could talk about that make him smile. He said, punters and his man Bon Jovi. And there's so let's talk about the offense.
Oh,
and you're like,
I'm in for it. This is super cool.
So Fred posts a picture of these two guys, and he goes, these two dip blanks had me on their show today to talk Pats KC. Since I didn't blank the Patriots, these hacks give me blank once I was off the air. And then he posted the link. So let's listen to what they said after you got off the air, shall we?
Yeah.
There you go. Four All guests, right. Four cities, four teams. Hopefully
Very
you
nice.
Learned a little bit.
Yeah, I thought our first guest on the Rams was a bloop single. I thought Zach Strief doubled off the wall. Fred went down on three pitches. Actually, it took more than three pitches to get him out, but it was a... And Therese singled up the middle sharply to drive in Zach Strief, so all's good.
Okay.
Yeah, Therese is great. His phone was a little bad. He's fantastic. Fred was just completely ambivalent to the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, jackass. What do you want me to do? I answered all your stupid questions. I told you I thought Gronkowski was going to retire. I went into... I answered all your questions. I was informed and I answered your questions. What the hell do you want me to do?
And by the way, you were very pro-Patriots on it as far as, like, thinking that they were... like.
I thought they were going to win. Yeah. I said it on the air.
You're like,
what do you care? Why do you care who I want to win the game, dumb? Is it such a... what do you do? Who the hell wants to listen? What am I supposed to do? Now I'm super Patriot fan? I mean, Jesus. They make the Super Bowl every year. I'm glad they won. I thought they would. Lord, what bore? Like, what school of radio are you doing? Like, hey, let's have this guy on who's super fired up. Oh, you know, because the greatest sports talk is just someone sitting there filleting the team.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Yeah, so I can be that guy and pretend to hate Kansas City, and or be the cowman idiot that's in Atlanta and make up stupid songs like I hate the city.
What?
Calman did the song like, "Hey Boston, you suck." This
Rick Kamla.
Yeah, whatever Kamla. His name is.
Right. And everyone is, Monday.
And everyone on his station thinks he sucks.
And then some.
Like, is there anything?
Lady, they're
is
not
there,
believing.
Yeah,
they're
is
not
there believing. Anything cornier than like all of a sudden that you hate the city, unless you really hate it. My Lord. Like, Montreal is a bunch of crybabies who called the police when Chara hit Pacioretty into the stanchion. So I don't care for them. I don't care for their fans.
Yes.
What do I care about Kansas City?
I don't think we need to call him again.
How do you get sick of covering a Super Bowl? Like, good God.
Making millions doing sports talk radio and becoming really jaded.
Oh, my
he's
goodness.
Not from there. But I don't know. I bet he doesn't act like that on the air in Boston.
No, oh, yeah. He does. No,
that's
no.
It.
Pretty much.
I should have moved here and immediately, like, put on, like, a Patriots, like, the man with the wigs. I should have, you know.
Minuteman, yes.
Yeah, when we came here for it was about 2 years, I couldn't pronounce one city. Like, do you know how phony it would come off if I just sat here and went crazy about the Patriots? I'm more than happy to talk about them. They've made me a fairly wealthy person, and I like doing the show. But I think it's the hackiest kiss-ass thing to just sit there and I, by the way, I get texts and stuff about this or whatever, Instagrams. I don't dislike the Patriots. I don't. But I don't. I like want them to make the playoffs. I want the content. But am I going to go put a gun in my mouth if they lose the AFC Championship game? What am I, two? Jesus.
I don't know. How could you get sick of covering a Super Bowl?
I don't go to the Super Bowl, stupid. It'd be one thing if I went to the Super Bowl and I was like going to all the parties and stuff. No. I don't. Atlanta is fine. I'm very scared as Rich is about the TSA lines. But, I mean, do you sick of covering the Super Bowl? I mean, people, what do you think we do? I like traveling on the company dime. Yeah, you get like a $20 per diem. It's great.
I don't think that would go over real well with Patriots.
Well, check the ratings, stupid. While you sit there rotting away on AM radio. Yeah, good. That wouldn't go over well. Well, you have a keen instinct for radio, stupid. I mean, who are these idiots?
Take your chowder. I hate you. Kiss both my ass cheeks.
What do you hate Massachusetts so much for?
The chowder heads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
What do you have against the people of Massachusetts, stupid? You're making it all up. You're making it all up.
That's the best.
He's not making it all up. I mean, everyone knows it.
Pompous mountains and Maine.
Yeah, Maine. Everyone hates Maine.
All shove it into the Atlantic Ocean.
Everyone thinks about Maine every day. And how terrible it is.
And specifically the mountains and how pompous they are.
Like, who thinks about Maine?
Well, I do.
That's actually the state motto.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Portland's
no,
a cool
that's
city.
Vermont. That's Vermont. That's not Maine.
Portland's a cool city.
Portland's great.
Yeah.
fans. I don't care if they don't win Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's a bad place to be as a sports radio host. Your team loses in a conference championship. I don't care.
I mean, if there's two teams in town, fine. If a Jets fan who's on the radio in New York says he doesn't care if the Giants lose, so what? He's got his flag in the Jets ground. That's weird.
Yeah, it's a Jets fan doing mornings in Boston pulling 10 shares.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
people in Boston like their sports?
I guess so, man.
I wanted to do Boston movies with him, but he probably wouldn't like those either.
Oh, no, sweet Lord.
New York movies.
Jesus. I wish I could have sat there and heard your Boston movie thing. I'm really sorry I missed that. How long did you have to stay in the sleep deprivation chamber to come up with that wacky idea?
Should we just give away some prize for people that can, like, call in with great Boston
accents? I mean, what is going on? What is this? What is
talk to Chiefs, because that's what we do.
I mean, do you think Felger particularly cares if they win the game?
That's a guaranteed no.
No.
Put the Packers in there, then we have a discussion.
I want them to meet San Diego. I wanted them to beat San Diego, and I wanted them to go to the AFC Championship game. It's good for ratings.
Have we made the barbecue for Chowder bet yet?
I don't think we have.
Jesus, what is going on? Well, there's more of them.
No, that's not the end.
On me.
No.
There's more?
No, it's great. Because they go to commercial, and then they come back, and it's all about Fred once again. Like, Fred, like, rocked their world for some weird reason.
Really?
Yeah, because they're hacks. Because they're stupid.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
Mm. I mean, what are you talking about? What, New England and their judges?
Well, we're known for our judicial,
like, what are you even talking about? Your stream of conscience and a bunch of crap.
Have you looked in the mirror, Boston?
Why? Why would we have to look in any mirror? what is so wrong with Boston?
There's going to be hell to pay for the Boston Patriots coming in here from Old England.
England, what are you? What, have you lived in a bubble? Stupid.
By the way, the Bob Fesco on Twitter was calling the mayor chicken because he wouldn't take a bet with the mayor of Kansas City.
That's right. That's real cute.
And they say you don't make bets on an AFC championship game.
Oh, and you don't make bets anyway because they're dumb. Yeah.
No tweets the last couple of days, Bob Fesco.
Bob Fesco's not very good at radio. All right, we shall return.
Tom Brady and his band of merry D-backs.
And Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've been calling for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
Do you think Kansas City wins in a blowout?
Not a blowout. I want it to be 48-20, but I think it'll be 28-20. I think that Kansas City will finally make it happen. They're the better team.
Well, they said that about the Chargers last week.
Yeah, and the Chargers didn't show up. Let's just be honest.
Just let me throw this at you. What if they do win?
I think I'm moving to Mexico. Do they have a job down there?
Well, if you like soccer, you could be a sports radio host.
I'll be a sports guy down there. Me and Chris Broussard will move our radio show to Mexico.
That is one good thing that comes out of the victory yesterday from the Patriots, among others, but it really pisses off a lot of people.
Yeah, Rob Parker, that being somebody who truly hated the Patriots, who's, I guess, moving to Mexico now.
He was a columnist in Detroit forever.
So was he like kind of reputable columnist?
Yeah.
So they just basically said, you need to find your niche if you're going to be on TV. And the only way to be successful is to just be outlandish.
Yeah, it's more money. Nick Wright has tried for years and failed at.
I don't recall him being like controversial. I know he's written things that are controversial, but I don't think it was for the Detroit News. So I don't know, but yeah, he seems to have changed his personality.
Yeah, there is a. I mean, you got Kellerman too, who, you know, I'm sure he's going to probably say something this morning and discredit Tom Brady, which gives him more ratings.
No. Eventually, Kellerman's going to be right. I mean, he jumped on a little earlier than I think he would have preferred, but eventually Brady's going to fall off. It might be 2 years, it might be 3 years, it might be 4 years, it might be next year.
Well, do you think
but if Kellerman keeps this up, eventually he's going to be right.
This has occurred to me over the course of the morning. When you hear Brady and just how excited he was, and he has every right to be, but do you think, you know, getting away with throwing the pick in the end zone.
Yeah, yep.
That he's thinking like, okay.
Boy, did I just escape.
Right.
I mean, I got out of there. I can't believe we won that one.
And like maybe, sure. Like this wouldn't have happened 5 years ago, so this means a lot to me.
I think that's part of it. And you know what? Last night, everything seemed genuine with him. Like, I mean, he truly felt like he was ecstatic that he couldn't believe it was there again, where you'd think this would all be like old hat. You know, this is his ninth trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think that what was the stat is that the most team has ever gone to the Super Bowl is...
Outside of New England is eight.
Outside of New England is eight.
Yeah. This is New England's 11th trip to the Super Bowl. So, and Brady's been there for nine of them. But also remember, if the coin flip comes up tails, Mahomes gets the ball, he drives the field, and he scores.
Right.
So, I mean, I think Brady looks at that and goes, oh, my God, that's just blind luck.
Yeah, because Brady, as great Brady was on the last drive, I mean, he threw an interception.
That was Gronk's fault, though.
I don't know.
Gronk.
Fair enough, but he threw an interception.
Yeah.
But, and so, you know, and he threw one at the goal line. That was his fault.
Yeah, without a doubt. That was awful. Yes.
I mean, so he could have finished that day with three interceptions. I wonder if he's like, I was off. You know, at times during this game, and, you know, maybe he legitimately didn't think they were going to win.
And also, maybe there's even part of him that thinks, I wonder if I still have it in me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, because that last three drives with a touchdown on each, and also, not only do I wonder if I still have it in me, but does Gronk still have it in him? And even Edelman still have it in him. And it's kind of all three guys who are, you know, tipping their toe in that water of, am I too old to do this crap anymore? And every single one of them came through.
And plus,
and you had to have all three to be able to pull that off.
And plus, Brady knows they're going to draft a quarterback. And, you know, the process is, I mean, and this isn't Garoppolo. I mean, this is a quarterback they're going to have to keep.
Yeah, yep.
And by the way, just a quick aside, this is a tangent. You're going to have to rip the uniform off of Edelman's back. He's going to be like Welker. He's going to be one of those guys who's going to play until someone steps in and goes, you're really going to do damage to your future if you take any more hits. He's Wes Welker. He is Wes Welker. He's going to take an enormous amount of punishment, and he's going to want more money from the Patriots. And just like they did to Welker, they're going to say goodbye, and he's going to go somewhere else and play until he can't play anymore.
I see him playing for a dollar to play with Tom Brady. Like, for a dollar.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I just, he's that guy. He's the, I mean, we joke about Gronk, you know, not taking too much of a pay cut. Edelman, dude, just if he could just sit in the same room with him.
Well,
before and after games and smell his musk.
Yeah, because Amendola held out for a while. Like, he just took less and less money, and finally he was like, I'm going to go. But he ain't that, he don't worship Brady like.
Without a doubt.
Did anyone buy one of those Edelman t-shirts?
Oh, the bet, count us out or bet against us or whatever.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Now, by the way,
$30 t-shirt.
J11 stuff is all over the place now. I will say that.
God bless him.
It has infiltrated the market. It is somewhat of a successful business plan.
Someone have those skateboards? Anyone rocking one of those?
I don't think anyone's rocking the JE11 skateboard, which he was selling for how much? Was it like $250?
Yeah.
$250?
But that's a piece of art. That's not something you ride.
Oh, I see. You frame that.
That's
hang
something
it up
that you mount on the wall.
All right. So when we get back after John Walk's headlines, we have to talk about the post game of the Saints-Rams skirmish that we saw. Because not only did it have the worst non-call that I can remember seeing in a long, 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 long time. It cost him a Super Bowl. So not only do you have Sean Payton losing his mind, but you got one Aqib Talib and Rob Parker losing their mind for different reasons.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the best. Aqib Talib at Media Day, was literally, I'm going to just plant myself in front of his podium and not leave for an hour.
I mean, I get upset when, not terribly, but it sucks when my youth basketball team loses. Can you imagine being the head coach of the Saints and having the Super Bowl go away because of an inept ref?
Especially when you know that you've got a guy like Drew Brees who, much like Tom Brady, you don't know how much longer you're going to have him.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, how do you sit with that? You got to just be.
Especially when the league admits that they effed up.
Well, what are they going to do? I mean, the league, was he going to say that nothing happened? I mean, they look like idiots. The guy who made the play said he didn't even lie.
He's well,
like, yeah.
We have that sound clip.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll have that. Here are the headlines.
98.5. Toucher and Rip.
Quick snap. Breeze. Pass is incomplete. No flag for Tommy Lee Lewis. Talk to each other. Crowd's going crazy as there's no flag right on the Saints sideline.
Well, if Mikel Roby Coleman plays the ball, it's an interception. It's probably going the other way with it. I mean, the ball's on the other side of Roby Coleman, and but that should have been a penalty.
Oh, yeah. Big one. Died. Not surprising. All right, Rich, that was one of the most egregious non-calls in the history of football.
It cost your team a trip to the Super Bowl. That's the reason. That call right there, which everyone knew is, by the way, Troy Brown says three flags could have been thrown.
Oh, yeah. You could have helmet to helmet, pass interference.
And there was, what was the other one? It was defenseless receiver. Or it was,
helmet to helmet.
Yeah. But
tie game, under 2 minutes to go. That flag is dropped inside the 5-yard line.
Yep.
And so because of that, it's an incomplete pass. New Orleans has to kick a field goal, and that enables the Rams to go back down the field and tie it because Zerline's a good kicker. Whereas you score a touchdown, I'm not sure Goff gets that ball down the field into the end zone.
And by the way, even if you don't score the touchdown, you can run off. I don't remember how many timeouts L.A. had left.
L.A. had one timeout left because of bad play calling by Sean Payton. That's something else entirely. He threw a couple of passes there when he run the football.
On that first down, yeah, he threw a
threw pass. Threw a pass at Michael Thomas's feet on a quick slant that stopped the clock, maybe used 3 seconds off the clock. It was dumb play calling.
If you could have run the clock down.
Yes,
a lot more than it was. Mm-hmm. So that's the game.
So Sean Payton afterwards apparently spoke to one of the officials, and here's what he said.
Frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call. Man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it 1st and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call. That's where it's at. So it's disappointing. Credit the Rams. They made enough plays, though. They won the game. The kicker made some big kicks. But for a call like that not to be made, man, it's just hard to swallow.
Yep. The headline of the New Orleans Times-Picayune has that picture, and it says, "Reffing Unbelievable." Fantastic headline. Blown no-call robs New Orleans of an NFC championship. Sets up tainted Super Bowl between Rams and Patriots. I love it.
Usually they talk about the Patriots when they do that.
Oh, it's great.
Now they're talking about the Rams.
It's great. And this is on the heels, as I said, of their crippling divisional loss last year when Case Keenum threw that unbelievable pass, and it was to Stephon Diggs, and I forgot who he completely took out of his shoes.
But it was Lattimore who went for the hit instead of the ball and missed.
And then, of course, Stephon Diggs ends up
70 yards later is in the end zone and in the game.
And the headline to that one just said, "Expletive, expletive, expletive." And it had a picture of Diggs running towards the end zone. Now, if you want to know what the guy who should have gotten penalized thinks about the whole thing, Mr. Mikel Roby Coleman, here's what he had to say afterwards.
You know, when I got up, he said incomplete. So, you know, I just was like, thank you. Like,
you said for a split second you thought it was going to get called on.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
And why was that?
Because I didn't look back at the ball.
Uh-huh.
I didn't play the ball. If I would have played the ball, then it would have been a different story. But since I just went straight to him, and when I seen his hands go up and I hit him, I just heard the crowd go crazy, and I was like, oh, this is a flag. And then I got up, he said incomplete. I was like, oh.
So what do you say?
And then the ref said, like, low key, it was a tip. Like, it was like tip. So I was just like, okay.
Oh, yes. I mean, it just.
I smashed the hell out of him. Yeah. I had no idea where the ball was. That's a penalty, except he didn't call it.
What do you got
good
to lose?
Good for me.
What do you got to lose now?
Not my fault.
Yeah, so the ref said it was tipped?
Yeah, apparently. The ref said it was tipped.
The ref said it was tipped.
What does even that matter?
Not even close.
No, because once it's tipped,
all bets are off. Once it's tipped.
Like, but it wasn't tipped by who?
It wasn't.
The rule is if the ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage, you can smash the hell out of the receiver.
I thought they meant that one of them tipped. Oh, yeah, 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 of course. Oh, yeah, but I mean, so he's like, I wasn't even playing the ball.
No.
Just admits that.
No.
No, he wasn't playing the ball.
Oh,
if he was playing the ball, he would have gotten an interception.
Oh, man, how pissed are you if you were a Saints fan? I can't even believe that. And then you got Aqib Talib, who, thank God, he's going to be part of it. This is him on the field Sean McVay comes over to him. And,
hostile environment. We showed up to play today. It's hard. That's a great football team, Hall of Fame quarterback. We showed up to play. I feel great. It's amazing.
What did Coach say to you guys in the second half? You guys are so good as a team coming back in the second half, but what did he say to you today?
I just told us, keep playing, man. Keep playing. It's a 60-minute game. I don't want that left-hand shit. Get my ass out.
What does this say about your coach, Sean McVay, and his resilience?
He our leader. No doubt in his mind. Well, no doubt in his mind. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday. So as long as he lead like that, we got a great chance to win every game we play.
How did you feel about your coverage on Michael Thomas today?
I don't know what he had, but I think we did a pretty good job against him. I don't know. You tell me what he had.
Not to look at the stats.
I think we did a great job against him, though.
Yeah. Mindset is the win.
Oh, yeah. I just like how he had time to like do like several high fives and jumping around while he was doing his interview. I just want to talk to him about chain snatching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
About going and ripping chains off of people.
No, just Crabtree, right?
Yeah, you should talk to him about all that gun stuff.
and how he didn't get arrested.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I
want to be my friend.
Yeah.
I want to keep it to Leave and I to you know, connect. I'm going to be there for an hour. I don't want to get angry at me. Or Peters. I definitely don't want him to get angry at me.
I don't think you'll see much of Peters.
No, but...
I think we ain't done yet.
But you personally...
I think we ain't done yet.
Okay, all right. So did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
We ain't done yet.
How dare that reporter ask any questions? Boy, Peters is weird.
Yeah, he's strange, man.
With that talent to get moved off of a team, that's got to be a hard guy to keep tabs on.
Do we have the New Orleans call of the non-interference? Let me see.
57-yard field goal try. Kick is up. It's away. And it is through the uprights. The Los Angeles Rams with a 57-yard field goal to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I want the New Orleans call of that non-call. I mean, they've got to be losing their minds. They've got to absolutely be losing their minds on that one.
That stuff never happens to the Patriots.
Where they never get screwed over by a bad call?
Can you recall like a season ending? Because there was the Tuck rule game that was handed to them.
Season-ending bad call?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me think.
Because it happens to everyone else.
there are a couple of plays when they were in Denver when Elway was the quarterback. Patriots used to always go to Denver and lose
right.
In the 80s. There have been a couple of bad calls there at the end.
I'm talking about during Denver. This era.
Oh, not during this era. No.
I mean, there have been bad calls that have ended games.
Back in the old days where they were just good enough to lose in excruciating fashion.
Right.
Yeah, that happened a lot to them in the 70s and 80s.
There have been bad calls that have ended games, like Carolina's the first one I think of. The Luke Kuechly thing, mm-hmm. Where Belichick like put his hands,
but that wasn't
on a ref.
That wasn't season ending.
No, no,
that was a Monday night in the middle of the season.
But I mean, how many seasons end on a bad call?
Or not a bad call, or just like bad luck? Like Kansas City would have won that game if
that was bad luck.
If Dee Ford wasn't an idiot,
that was someone being an idiot.
No,
that
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, has in these playoffs, has there been victory or victory snatched?
Not during this era.
I mean, that's the thing about Belichick.
They got a horseshoe up their butt.
It's the discipline.
I think it's at the beginning of this run, especially in 01, 03, and 04, I considered it even up for all the crap we all had to go through when we were younger. But no, I think we're the pendulum's way over on the other side by this point.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that game could have been over numerous times.
Could have been.
I mean, you just got...
Kansas City had at least two or three chances I can think of off the top of my head to finish that.
Yeah.
And then there was the coin flip. I still think if Mahomes gets the football...
Yeah, they score.
Kansas City wins the game.
Yeah, I agree.
At the beginning of overtime.
I agree.
But it didn't happen that way. It never happens that way.
No.
With Brady.
No.
But now it'll happen in the Super Bowl.
Did you see their faces when they got the coin flip? Like, I mean, Devin McCourty even admitted, he goes, the minute we flipped, we were all freaking out because we know this is what Tom Brady does.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, Slater had a conniption fit.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I'm going to say it longer.
Yep. What? What'd you say?
Okay. I don't blame them. They're very excited. But, yeah, I mean, that was a great, great, great game. You can't...
It was everything you want.
Even
yeah.
I, very cynical, Well, I was standing up at the end of that game. I stood up for probably about the last 10 minutes of that
game. As I said, in real time, the last 20 minutes of that game took about 40 years off my life. I mean, it was heart pounding, right in your throat, as you said, Fred. It was exactly what you told those guys in Chicago that you wanted.
Yeah, and guess what? Everyone now is very happy that the game went that way.
Four lead changes in the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship
game. What's more fun? The Patriots, like, dominating the line of scrimmage and having a game that's 21-10 or what happened last night.
Okay, here we go, Fred. We're starting to get him in. There was a horrible late call against the Patriots in the 05 or 06 championship game against the Colts. It was face guarding on Ellis Hobbs, which gave Peyton Manning first and goal. Totally screwed the Pats. And they say the Champ Bailey interception returned for a touchdown that should have been a touchback.
Well, that's true. I was there for that day, too. No, that's a good point.
They said last year's Philly special should have been a penalty that Philly lined up wrong.
All right.
Yeah, that's getting
I don't remember nitpicking. That.
The first two are far better
No,
examples.
I remember that narrative and everyone dismissing
that was wrong.
Wasn't there a phantom roughing call versus Ken Stabler in the 76 AFC Championship?
Actually, there was, and it was not the AFC Championship game. It was the first It was 1976. And it was the Raiders against the Patriots in the first round of the playoffs. And the Raiders used it. The Patriots had them stopped. And it was a phantom roughing the passer penalty on
Sam
Hunt.
What did you have to do to rough the passer in 1976?
Well, Ben Dreith saw something. I mean, you really had to crush the quarterback. But the thing is, Hunt didn't crush the quarterback. Didn't crush him. And he got called for the penalty, and then Oakland went on to play Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship.
Well, I told you that I watched, like, the old Super Bowls, and there was a play where Terry Bradshaw threw, and, like, someone on Oakland, not Oakland, on Dallas, he throws it, and then he stands there for about 2 seconds and gets ripped in the head.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then Merlin Olsen goes, well, you know, got his bell rung.
Yep. Someone said Gronk got pushed in the end zone against Denver on the 2015 AFC Championship.
God, I don't remember that. But I do remember, you talk to any of those Patriot players from 76, they will all tell you they were going to win the Super Bowl that year. Not for that bad call.
Well, I was only one.
I understand.
You know,
I was not. I was a little older than that.
Luke, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good. I'm in the restaurant industry on the border of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And I'm pretty friendly with a gentleman with the FBI. And it blew me away a few years ago, quite a few years ago, that Tlaib was being investigated by the FBI and the Massachusetts State Police for being the head honcho of the underground market for guns in the NFL. So he was like the contact, supposedly. And I was just like, he's a bad dude. Like, you know, he's just genuinely a bad dude.
How dare you say that about my guy? Nothing's been proven. This is all unsubstantiated.
It's all unsubstantiated.
What the hell? I like the way the guy talks, and he's
mindset is the win.
He loves Tom Brady. Yeah, by the way, somebody said if you want to talk about Patriots like having a horseshoe, they said how about the opposite? The miracle David Tyree catch.
I mean,
come on, that is probably the prime example of how does someone make that catch?
Yeah, but that's something that happened like during. It's not, you know.
We were talking specifically a bad call, correct?
No, a bad call or. Like a mistake that ultimately cost you the game.
Well, bad call
like
is
the
different.
Offside, like the offsides.
Well, that wasn't a bad call. That was a mistake.
No, but something that was like that egregious a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that says something about the discipline of Bill Belichick coach teams.
Well, obviously. All right, we will return in just a moment.